Chapter 3, Integrating Spiritual Love with Daily Living. Here's a quote by Yogananda. The soul is made in God's image, and when we become established in soul awareness, our personality begins to reflect God's goodness and beauty. We start this chapter with a section on learned rules for love. Everyone ultimately wants to be loved. It is a basic human need. How we feel loved varies from person to person. Usually, we experience love and love others based on how we were loved and treated growing up. We all have learned certain, quote, rules for receiving love. Most of these rules were imprinted from our parents or other authority figures, such as teachers, ministers, or grandparents. Your awakened soul is calling you now to examine patterns of behavior that no longer serve you. While you may have needed to act in a certain way as a child to receive love or to find your place in your family, you don't need to repeat those same patterns as an adult. You generally aren't even aware you are following these scripts or rules until someone challenges you on them or they don't act according to how you think they should act. These rules or scripts for behavior play themselves out most obviously in loving romantic relationships. Even in the workplace, where issues of power and authority come to bear, you play out some of these same rules. We usually get mad at people close to us when they don't live up to some of our expectations. Pay attention to what expectations you have of others and where those expectations came from. Have an honest conversation with your partner or boss about your expectations of one another so that you can learn what you each really want. In most pairs or groups, you've each learned different rules for relating to people. It's quite likely that you each have your own idea of what a partner, friend, colleague should do, and that might not be consistent with what the other person believes. As you progress on your spiritual path, you're more aware that the way you treat others is connected to patterns you learned as a child. You realize what you are doing to receive love most vividly when your patterns or games don't work. Usually, you get frustrated and try harder with the same stymied results. Become aware of these patterns when someone gently or not so gently points them out to you. What rules have you learned about winning someone's love or approval? See if any of these rules resonate with you. If I love you enough, you will love me back. If I please you enough, you will love me back. I need to control you so you will love me back. I need to intimidate you so you will love me back. I need to charm you so you will love me back. If I dominate you enough, you will love me back. If I give in to you enough, you will love me back. Now look deeper. What do you feel you need to do so that you can love and approve of yourself? See if these rules fit for you. If I work harder, I will be able to love myself. If I give more of myself to others, I will be worthy of love. If I do everything right, I will be good enough. If I satisfy others' needs, I will feel good about myself. If I am smart or competent enough, I will be able to love myself. Where did you learn these rules? Who taught them to you? Do you still want to live by these rules? Here's a secret. You don't need to do anything to receive love or feel worthy of love. Breathe in deeply as you hear this last sentence. You don't need to do anything to receive love or feel worthy of love. How do you feel when you hear that line? I want so badly to just end there. If your body tensed up or you feel a restriction or discomfort in your body as you heard that sentence, you are blocking the truth of it in some way. It is our human self that has learned certain rules in the past for love and developing the patterns for receiving love. It is our human self that has received love conditionally. Our spiritual self knows that love is unconditional and unlimited because spiritual love is unlimited and unconditional. As a spiritual being, you are an infinite channel of love, and love breathes through you. When you try to find love only through the ways you've learned certain rules, you'll get caught up in the games and patterns of childhood. Your unique lessons of love are usually distorted. Spiritual love is never distorted. It is infinite and it is unconditional. The more you can plug into and feel the presence of spiritual love, the easier it will be to shift out of your past patterns. You can stop holding on so tightly to your learned human ways that love comes. Focus more on the spiritual love that is limitless. By doing so, you may find love not so challenging and elusive. Spiritual love makes no demands and sets no conditions. It flows easily and continuously. You just need to stay open to that flow. Rather than being frightened by love, perhaps of losing someone you love or not being able to receive love, embrace the flow of love. Step more fully into it. When your fear gets the best of you, if you feel your body tighten or tense somewhere, that is the cue for you to stop, breathe, and welcome in some form of spiritual love. So here's the good news. Spiritual love is an open hose that flows continuously. You just need to stop standing on the hose and let it flow. Believe deep in the core of your being that you are ready to receive love in healthy ways. Knowing that you are worthy and that it is okay to experience love is essential to connecting with your source of love. It takes an enormous amount of practice to stay connected to your source. The best way is to begin with little steps.